I think I'm adding this to store terms too.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all do any of that?
No. We always go what they is. We lay them out in a cool place somewhere. Mm-hmm. And they keep pretty well.
Yeah.
Then.
I guess in this climate, you know, wouldn't.
Well, if the potato is one that if you spread it out in a cool place, you know, shade somewhere, mm-hmm. it'll pretty well keep. Of course, come spring of the year, where they're gonna start sprouting out, mm-hmm. and budding out to, so you know, to plant them.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have no potato hills or nothing like that. And then, you know, cabbage, we used to slice it and make sauerkraut out of it. That's another simple thing to do. Mm-hmm. All you need is salt, and cabbage, and wait, stone crock,
mm-hmm.
and you was in business.
How would you make it?
You just put a layer of sauerkraut and a layer of salt, and then pile some weight of brick or something, and put a weight on and let it sit there and ferment.
You don't, would you put any water in
there? No, the salt made of water.
Just the cabbage and the salt?
Just the cabbage and salt. See, the salt, you didn't have to put water in it because it salt made the condensation,
uh-huh.
made the water. It turned sour, and it's some of the finest sauerkraut you ever eat. I used to, when you bought it in the store, you didn't buy a canned sauerkraut. Not when I was a young fellow. Of course, after I got a young man, where they had canned sauerkraut. But when I was a boy, why, they, sauerkraut was sold in the grocery clerk would dip them out of a barrel,
uh-huh.
you know, and put someone in a tray that had paper trays, and they'd put them in paper trays. And I'm imagine before my time where they'd probably put, if they had sauerkraut in these stores, where they'd probably put it in some kind of container. You had to mm-hmm. take some kind of container to the store. Like I say about your grocery business, you didn't, there were no self-serving groceries in nowhere. You had clerks.
Uh-huh.
And they had long counters. You walked up the counter and told the man what you wanted, and that's what you got. That's what you got. You didn't pick. You had to make up your mind what you wanted.
Years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together, and they'd do the...
Well, I guess about the only thing I could say that this is wash day.
Okay.
and that was about it. And get out there with an old scrub board and scrub them clothes out.
What would they call a big black thing they'd have for heating water?
Kettle. Water, a big kettle. There's one sitting out in the backyard out there. I hauled all the way from Alabama over here. My wife made me, wanted to haul it back, and we all made a brazier out of it. A charcoal brazier out of it, uh-huh. sitting right there by the back door, right there by that front of that red door out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you say on
Monday? A lot of people referred to them as wash pots.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call them?
They were referred to as wash pots and kettles. And a mm-hmm. kettle can also be used as a small water kettle that you mm-hmm. heat water on a stove. They had iron ones.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, they had granite ones, and they were porcelain, I meant to say.
Mm-hmm. What's something that, you'd say they'd get the dirty clothes together and they'd go out and do the, nowadays, where could you send the clothes to be cleaned?
Well, that was a problem. There was a very few laundries around,
uh-huh.
and only the